it has been an incredible journey, to be honest. So when I first came in to Pompey, the club was not in a really healthy and good condition at all. Promises were made, top of promises, and a lot of players left and a lot of players came in. And looking back, I'm really, really proud that I've played part in the journey where our club is right now. We are financially stable, we have a training ground, and everybody's buying into our ideas, and we're definitely marching in the right direction. And it has been really, really a privilege to be captain of this great football club with so many nice people. So yeah, it has been great. It has been absolutely fantastic for me.
But on the other side, it must be sad to depart when you still have a year left on your contract.
Yes, of course you think like, okay, your playing career at this club, it comes to an end, but that's life. And if one door closes, another door opens. So football is a daily business, and it's definitely an opinion-based game, but it also it's a new chance, new opportunities out there. And I'm really looking forward to a new challenge ahead of me.
Do you have a couple of offers on the table as where you might go?
No, it's not. I think it's too early to think about that, because today, obviously the press statement got released. I had a really good chat with the manager, with the staff, with everybody involved at the club. And I also offered my help, and I would also like, you know, to stay in or to keep in touch with everybody at the club, because it means so much to me and my wife. And I will be definitely there, you know, for the kickoff of the season. To support my teammates, I would say, yeah.
What message would you have for the Portsmouth supporters, because you've built up such a fantastic relationship with them over the last few years?
It's difficult to put all those things into words, to be fair, because the incredible support from everybody, you know, the supporters who like travelled all the way up to Hartlepool. So many Pompey supporters were up there, you know, across the country. Our support back home at Fenton Park. If you walk out there as a player, you know, you get like shivers down your spine and goosebumps, all sorts of things going on. And it has been really a privilege, and I would like to thank everybody for the backing I got, for the great memories, for the song Johnny Hurtle, Ninja Turtle. And, you know, all those memories going around in your head. It's a little bit sad, you know, and emotional. But on the other hand, I'm looking forward to a new challenge. And, yes.
There are so many good memories that I can think of. Your goal either at Cheltenham, or the one against Wickham at Fratton Park. That win against Crewe when Pompey obviously hadn't won for so long. Is there one memory that sticks out for you as a favourite moment?
Favorite moment, there are a lot of favorite moments for me during my Pompey career. I think particularly the game against Crewe, when you look back, it was like a turning point of Pompey for me personally, because it was a great win. And I remember when the supporter jumped over the barrier and it got carried out from the stewards. It meant so much for everybody connected to the club, for us players. It was crazy, and I think that was a start for a new Pompey. And especially then, when history was in the making, we were on the brink of extinction. The club won, well, it was absolutely down, and we all pulled together, and look where our club is right now. We can all be proud of that, because we're in a unique position in England, the biggest supporter club, and it's absolutely fantastic. And that's over a short period of time, because it's, in my eyes, a fairly young club, and we all did mistakes in the past. But looking ahead, you know, we are marching in a bright, bright future. There's also some great memories for me personally when I picked up the Player of the Year's award. That was absolutely fantastic. Also, the last game of the season from last year when when my best friend from Austria came over. Maybe you remember, with a big Austrian flag, and they celebrated with the Fat and Faithful. So that was great, to be fair.
Now, I work week in, week out with Guy Whittingham in the commentary box, but he obviously brought you in, made you captain. What would you say about Guy and for a start, bringing you, helping bring you in and making you captain of the club?
I'm really, really grateful, and guys, fantastic person, a great man, and he's also Pompey through and through. He's a Pompey legend, and receiving these honors, in particular from Guy, who scored 99 goals for this club, and did so well during his time here. It was a really, like, a great honor for me, and it was a fantastic moment, and I'm really grateful for that.
And as I mentioned, the supporters, I'm sure when you're back in Portsmouth, you won't be needing to buy yourself a drink in many bars across Portsmouth. There'll be people queuing up to do it for you.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that, but wherever I go, I'm happy to buy for a drink to support the local businesses.
And look, finally, obviously you said you'll hope to be, well, you'll be back cheering on the team, but would you like to be back in League Two playing somewhere else relatively soon?
It's too early to say. It's definitely too early to say. So I would like to stay in football in some capacity. I don't know in what capacity that might be. I did some qualification during my time here at Pompey. I wrote about, like, sustainability in football during my MBA. It was really interesting because it shows, particularly our club, how important it is to have sustainability at this club, to have your own training ground and all sorts of things. And I would like to keep involved in the football industry, definitely. But I don't know right now what's ahead for me in the future, so or what the future will tell.